I want to focus with you today on one theme. But this is not just a theme. I would argue that this is the theme of the Seder. This is the whole purpose, the whole goal, the whole experience of Leil HaSeder. And it's not just going to animate what we say at the Seder, but it's how we experience the Seder, how we feel about the Seder, and our goal of the Seder. It all boils down to this. If someone were to ask you, what is the most important educational night of the year? You would say it's Leil HaSeder. And if someone were to tell you that I need to distill all of Judaism into one principle, you would think, wow, that's a tough task. But I know that the Gemara in Makos already did that for me. And that one principle is obviously what we're going to try to convey at the Seder. Because the Seder is our most important educational event of the year. So what are we trying to convey? What are we trying to teach at the Seder? What is the goal? What's the most important? What's all of Judaism? The Rebbe Shalom took us out of Egypt according to what approach and Rishonim so that we should do this. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Makos that there was a prophet. His name was Habakkuk. And Habakkuk told us it all boils down to one thing. The tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. A person lives with emuna. Emuna is everything. It's all of Judaism. It's everything distilled into one core element. Emuna is the yesod. It's the foundation. And that's the goal of the Seder. To feel emuna, to experience emuna, and to convey emuna. Now, what's interesting, and we really need about 6 or 7 hours for this, but we'll try to do it b'kitzur nimratz, just a very few minutes, literally on one foot. Emuna means different things. If you were to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, how would he convey what is the most important thing in life? And Rabbi Soloveitchik said he learned this from his mother, the most important thing in life. Well, we already know from Habakkuk what it all boils down to. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that the most important thing in life is, quote, to feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of His hand resting upon my frail shoulders. Emuna is feeling the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, something greater than ourselves. Feeling that presence, we feel that on the night of the Seder. If we tap into it, if we're very, very attuned, we can feel that the presence of Hashem is actually within us at the Seder. It's more palpable if we're really sensitive to it. That's emuna. This approach to emuna is about a feeling. That's where the word emuna comes from, the word omein, which means to nurture or nurse. And emuna and omein come from aim. Because generally, a person's association, typologically, with their mother is about a feeling. A person who has, please God, a healthy relationship with their mother, they don't thank their mother for the number of times that their mother drove carpool for them, or the number of lunches that they packed, or the articles of clothing. They have a feeling of a connection. That's that feeling of that presence. That's emuna. So how do you create a feeling? You have a smell. You have a taste. You have a tom. You have an experience. So what do we have at the Seder? An experience. You have specific tastes and smells and feelings. That's why the Seder is not just, we don't just give you a lecture or a piece of paper and say, read it. It's Bavur Zeh. You have to have the props. You have to have the feeling. You have to create an experience. That's why when education wants to really deepen its impact, we create Shabbatons. Because you create an experience. The Seder is like one genius Chazal experiential education. And the goal of it is, of course, emuna. It's to bring Hashem into this experience, into this awareness, this feeling. So now you can understand why even just in a few minutes, you can identify how different aspects of Emuna are going to be apparent at the Seder. For example, the four questions. A person who has Emuna feels connected to Hashem and has a relationship. And that means it includes questions. And some of those questions are difficult to answer. Some of them we don't even have answers for. How could it be that at the same time we eat maror, which is bitter, and yet we also lean? Ribono Shel Olam, we love you. We have a connection with you. We feel your presence, but we don't understand. How could it be that there are Jews who are suffering the most intense agony while their relatives are held in captivity by Hamas? And yet, at the same time, you create this miraculous, unbelievable protection that this scrawny Jews, a group of Holocaust survivors from 80 years ago, built a country that could protect themselves from 280, 300 plus drones and missiles. And not one person was killed. So how do we have matzah and maror? How do we have that same experience? Ribono Shel Olam, we know you're there, we just don't understand. That's part of Emuna, is asking questions and living, being okay with questions. Part of Emuna is recognizing that we have Emuna, the Exodus itself. Why is it that we make the Seder on the night of Pesach? We didn't leave until the next day. Well, we're commemorating the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was an unbelievable act of our Emuna. We felt the presence of Hashem so strongly that even though a random Jew on Rosh Chodesh was told, in 10 days from now, on a Saturday, you're going to walk into the sheep market in your local Egyptian neighborhood, and you're going to say to the sheep dealer, I'd like to buy a sheep. And they're going to ask you, why would you like a sheep? And you will tell them, because on Wednesday, 4 days from now, we're going to take this sheep that we're going to tie to our bed for the next 4 days. We're going to slaughter it. The sheep dealer is thinking, wait a second. Do you know that the Egyptian deity is a sheep? You're going to slaughter the Egyptian deity? They're like, yes! Not only that, we're going to take the blood and splash it all around the doorposts. Then, not only that, we're going to eat it in a big party, a bachabura, and you know how we're going to cook it? We're not going to put it in a pot and hide it in the oven. How do you eat the Korban Pesach? How do you have to eat it? What's the way?
Roasted.
Barbecued. Have you ever tried making a barbecue in your basement? Don't. It's not a good idea. Don't make a campfire indoors. So you can imagine on the night of Pesach, all the Jews were barbecuing outside. It smelled amazing. And the Egyptians were probably thinking, guess what? You know what we're going to do to you guys tomorrow? We will kill you. Obviously, we're going to kill you. But the Jews said, don't worry. Tomorrow, we're leaving. What do you mean you're leaving? You've been here for 200 plus years. No, Hashem said, tomorrow, we're leaving. Not everybody had that Emuna. Some people came running at the last minute. But think about that level of Emuna. Even after the Makos, to really believe that we're going to leave the next day, it's Emuna. We had Emuna in the Ribono Shel Olam. So when you're sitting at your Seder, and you get to the Manish Tani, you're thinking, Ribono Shel Olam, I have Emuna. If someone were to ask you, what's the theme of the Seder, you'd say Emuna. You'd say, I feel it in the Manish Tani. Because of course, we have Emuna even though we have questions. That's part of Emuna. This is one thing that Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky teaches, the great psychiatrist that we've talked about. We have Emuna in the Korban Pesach. We have Emuna believing in ourselves. A theme that we have talked about in this room so many times. We were on, according to Chazal, the lowest. Mem tes shari tumma. We were in the lowest. The Pasuk says, Va'ata ir ve'eriyah. The Haggadah says, we were naked. We had no mitzvos. And what does Hashem say? I love you anyway. I'll take you out anyway. I believe that you're going to do something good anyway. Hashem has emuna in us. That's why he does the makos. We're going to do all of these practices. We're going to drink arba kosos of cheros, then we're going to bring out a fifth cup for Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latov, because we have emuna that the Ribono Shel Olam will redeem us. We have emuna that there will be a geula one day. And the smak, the sefer mitzvos katan, one of the Baalei HaTosfos says, The source, the shorish of the mitzvah of emunah, that there will be a Mashiach, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hutzi Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt once, I'm going to take you out for the ultimate redemption. That's why we're going to bring Elio Anavi to the Seder. That's why we're going to be talking about the Mavasser. That's why we talk about miracles, because the Rabbono Shalom, we believe, can and does do miracles. That stems from Emunah. All of these different themes all come back to the same point, that we have a relationship with the Rabbono Shalom, and that through the steps of the Seder, and if you think about it this year, especially during a challenging time, we come back to this idea of Emunah. It gives us, it strengthens our faith, our connection to Hashem, our awareness. It adds meaning. It makes sense that we want to pass this on to future generations. What gives us that Emunah? Of course, it's feeling our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our own connection. It's our own life experience. And we've talked about this from the teachings of Rav Volbi. But of course, it's also from tradition. Think about it. At this Seder this year, please God, my wife Nechama, her grandmother, she's going to fly from New York to Florida, where my in-laws live. She's 94 years old. She was at a Seder with people who came from Europe, who were at a Seder from people who came from all the way back, these Sedarim. Because if you have four generations at one Seder, imagine how many links you have. Your Emunah is, of course, your own development. That's your primary responsibility, cultivating your own Emunah. But it also comes from tradition, from Masorah. And it doesn't have to be somebody at your Seder. It could be somebody whose Haggadah you read or somebody you connect to. But the idea that we have a goal of the Seder. You want to know what is a successful Seder? What is that going to look like for you guys? Did you have a moment of Emunah? A moment of feeling the presence of Hashem. And that can be even if everybody else at the Seder is a disaster. This person next to you is kicking you, and this person is being annoying, and this person is droning on and on with their 47th gematria, and you're starving. But guess what? Inside, that's where your Emunah lives. You can have Emunah. You can close your eyes and ignore all the annoying people and think, Rabbono Shalom Hashem, you took us out of Egypt. You take me out of all of my problems right now. I'm with you. You're with me. We're going to learn a big chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition. That's Se'ul Amad. That strengthens our Emunah in the tradition, in the Torah, in the whole way that we connect through Hashem, through Torah. So there are countless other examples. But ultimately, what I hope you guys will come back to at the Seder is to create your own Seder success, your own moment of Emunah, of feeling connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, Mirtz Hashem, you'll be able to nurture that throughout the entire year.